actions trump intentions, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you've probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories. What's up, friends? What's up? Matt here. And this episode of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast, I want to talk to you about life-changing moments of love. You know, last couple episodes, you've heard me railing about integrity and using BS terms. But today I want to share with you an experience of an opportunity of love and where the difference between action and intention. And so I want to share with you a story. So I'm out here in Washington and my girlfriend and I, we were heading to see the movie Captain Marvel. If you have not seen it, by the way, it is a great movie, super cool movie. Marvel did a good job with it. So we were heading to see a movie, real excited about it. And she said, "Hey, I want to go check out a new purse. Like, you know, let's pull into this little shopping area." So we pulled in. As we were pulling in, there was a young guy. The look on his face was just it was a look of pain. A look of, it's like he gave up. You ever see somebody that has that look where the look on their face is just like, there's nothing else I can do anymore. There's nothing. I'm just done. Have you ever seen someone that had that look on their face that they were just like, I don't want to do anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to try anymore. But this guy was out there for a reason. God, it's so hard to describe. I mean, he was hurting. And I mean, hurting bad. And I saw it, and she saw, I saw it being the look, not calling him it. I saw his face, and I thought to myself, God, that guy's going through a hard time. The honest thing was, I'm like, I wonder if he's on drugs, right? That was the first thing I thought, right? Not a kind thing. Not as kind. Now I know to be kind, and I'm trying, but I just think it's important to be honest with you that we don't always have the right first feeling, right? And my first feeling was, I was like, man, that guy's hurting. And then I thought, I wonder what he did to be out here holding a sign. Now what I didn't do was look at his sign. I didn't look at it, but thankfully my girlfriend did. And apparently it said single dad, needs help. A younger guy, probably mid-20s, early 20s. And as soon as we pulled in, like I had said to her, I go, man, that guy looks like he's in a bad way. Like he looks really like he's hurting. And she goes, pull over to the grocery store. I don't need a bag that bad today. And so we went to the grocery store and she said, I want to get him a gift card to buy groceries. And I'm going to tell you, like the skeptic in me went, because she's like, well, maybe I should just get him a Visa gift card because this grocery store is kind of expensive and whatever. And I said, how about get him one for the grocery store? That way it's for food and stuff. And if God forbid he's got other issues, he can't go trade up for, I mean, I guess he still could, but you know, a gift card, Visa gift card, that's straight up cash, right? He could go trade for drugs. So she reached in her purse and bought him a $50 grocery store gift card. In that moment, now you may say, man, it's 50 bucks. Wow, what do you, you know, oh, your girlfriend's such a hero. But you know what? She is. Because we weren't the only people pulling in there. And in the time we came up the street and pulled in, no one else stopped to try and help this dude. And frankly, I didn't either. I recognized that he was hurting and I did nothing. And this is why I'm sharing this with you today. Because how many times in our life do we see an opportunity to do something, something good, and then do nothing? How many times do we talk about how we want to do good and do nothing? Yesterday was a time where I thought to do good. I thought something good needed to happen. And somehow, some way, my brain rationalized, and it wasn't conscious, but something must have been in there that said, I hope someone does something. But God put us there for a reason. And it was because we were supposed to take action. Now, mind you, my girlfriend did. I didn't. And I'm so glad she did. And we went in, she got the gift card, and we came back out and he wasn't there. You might have thought the story was going to have this great happy ending, right? Like, well, we were able to give it to him. We weren't. But I'm sharing this with you because here's the thing. Every day in life, we're going to have opportunities to do the right thing. In that moment, I didn't. She did. Even though she did, he wasn't there when we got out. Literally, 5 minutes later, he was gone. And I can tell you about us driving around the block 5 or 6 times trying to find him and through multiple parking lots and having no success. But that doesn't matter, right? We tried to find the guy, but she wanted to do something for him. And therein lies the difference. See, how many times in a day do we say, I want to, or I'm going to, or I ought to, or I should have, or I should do this, or I'd love to do blank, and then not do it? There's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Well, yesterday, I didn't even have good intentions. My girlfriend did, and she took action on them. Now, this isn't just about serving folks who are homeless or have a hard time. I'm going to shift this into business for you for a moment. How many times are you, as a leader, working with a salesperson in your organization where they really could use some help and some coaching, and you hear something that you could help make a difference in their life, but you do nothing? And then you say, man, it's hard to get good people, or man, I wish they would do their job better, or oh, I wish they'd focus on learning to be better, when you know damn well you could help them. How many times does a customer come in that they're in a bad way, and you could step up and help them? And maybe you wouldn't get as much profit as you could have, but you know you could really make a positive impact in their life. How many times do you miss those opportunities? What if you made a positive impact in their life and then they gave you the opportunity to make an impact in their friends' lives? Here's the thing, my friends. Every day we're going to get these opportunities. Every day God is calling out, going, look, you have a chance to do something good. The question is, are you going to? I want to challenge you because I'm challenging myself. The next time you see someone who needs something, help them out. Another thing actually happened yesterday. I want to tell you a story about my girlfriend first, because I want to end this by showing you that I actually do take action. And I'm not just a person who talks about it. Yesterday, while she was at work, I was at McDonald's doing some work. And I was just drinking a big old 42-ounce glass of Diet Coke and then a same thing of water. And a homeless guy was in there. And he came in and he sat at a table to sleep. And I know he was homeless because when I was using the restroom, he was in there washing himself in the sink. Now, some people would be like, and leave. But I thought to myself, man, this guy's in a bad spot. But then as I sat there, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm working and I'm having a conversation about sponsorship for a Rockstar event and it's thousands of dollars. And I'm like, this guy's sleeping at a table and he's got a shopping cart with all of his worldly belongings outside. And I had, I don't know, like 13 bucks in my pocket, cash, because I don't ever carry cash. And I tapped him on the shoulder to try and wake him up, and I couldn't wake the guy up. So he was sleeping like this, and I took the cash and I stuck it under his fingers. And as I took a couple steps away, like the guy woke up and he didn't know who left it for him. And I don't care. Because I didn't leave him money to get a thank you out of him. I did it. I'd like to say I did it just to be benevolent, because that's the right reason. But the honest reason is I did it because I saw how bad off he was. And for some reason, I felt guilty for all the times I see people in his spot that I don't do anything. And so you may be saying, wait a minute, so you did it out of guilt. How is that good, Matt? How is that, you know, what? How is that a good thing? I'm going to tell you. Because helping someone is about helping them. They don't give a shit why you're doing it. When someone needs help and you have an opportunity to help them, then show some love and do it. And guess what? Once you do it once, you start getting conditioned and your brain starts to think, I should do this more often when I can. And then you start to realize the new $1,000 phone isn't that important. And, you know, maybe you don't need as much car as you have. And maybe you don't have to live in 10,000 square feet if it's just you. And you go, you know what I could do with this? I could help someone who's so in need right now. You know, it always starts somewhere. It starts with one person doing one little thing. Friends, this week, I want to send you off. I'm going to challenge you by telling you you're one person and you can do one thing. So can you be kind? Can you show love? Can you give the love that people need? Will you go out and make a difference? You know, no matter where you're at in your business or your life, you're just one moment away. So go out there and make your day, and hopefully someone else's. Amazing.